Hello, lovelies. Welcome or welcome back to a short, erotic sex story written and told by Lala's Bedtime Tales, your fave spicy erotic storytelling podcast host is dropping in with a few announcements. As always, I ask that you please show me some love by giving the podcast a 5-star rating and review. As an erotic writer and storyteller, I am always interested in feedback and knowing your thoughts on the stories I share with you all. Do you love Lala's Bedtime Tales Erotic Stories podcast, but want more? Then join the Lala's Bedtime Tales exclusive Patreon community. It's been revamped, and I have varying tiers that offer something for all of my favorite people. If you want early access and ad-free podcast episodes, behind the scenes of my writing process, a shout out on the podcast, voting rights of what stories deserve a continuation, video tellings of your favorite stories, or a first look at my new work, and that's just a few of the perks I'm offering. There's so many more. So, if you want more of Lala, you enjoy smutty, erotic content, and all things sexy, then check out the show notes to join my Patreon. There's varying levels to my tiers that will help you get the daily dose of sexy that you want in your life. Do you ever wonder why women love spicy, smutty, or erotic romance? If so, then I'm spilling all the tea. Reserve your seat for Thursday, January 26th, for the Beginner's Guide to Spicy Romance Reads. It's a 90-minute workshop that takes you on a spicy romance one-on-one crash course. You will learn all the sexy details about why spicy romance is a powerful sexual wellness tool and discover the best beginner reads to ease you into the saucy genre. You'll also receive guides, my erotic stories ebook anthology, and so much more. Check out the show notes for the link to reserve your seat today. Also, if you love my erotic stories but would love sex advice, dating tips, and sexual health information, then be sure to follow me on Instagram at Lala's Bedtime Tales. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to my podcast so you'll be alerted whenever there's a new sexy audio erotic tale for you to listen to for your pleasure. Keep listening because this story is super hot and super sexy and you don't want to miss it. Enjoy, sexies. It's time for Lala's Bedtime Tales. Grab your wine, dim the lights, and get ready to listen to an oh-so-sexy bedtime story. I'm Lala, and I want to tell you an erotic story guaranteed to turn you on and get you hot and bothered. So, listen up. Hey there, erotic lovers. Have you ever hated your job? Shit, I know I've had plenty of jobs that I've hated. I feel like if my boss had been hot though, it would have made work more worthwhile. Give me a reason to want to come in every day. Well, this week's main character, Amara Washington, is an ideal employee, but is she good at her job in more ways than one? Listen up to take a dive into the corporate world to see if Amara will secure her place as Employee of the Month. I claw at the sheets, grasping them tightly, arching my back from ecstasy, and tightly closing my eyes. I allow my body to become completely consumed by pleasure as I loudly moan while desire courses through my veins. I need, no, I crave more of the sexual delight I'm feeling as a hot, wet tongue licks my vagina while soft, skilled fingers rub a tantalizing, ever-changing tempo against my swollen clitoris, causing my legs to tremble. I place my hands on top of my husband's head, but yank my fingers back as if I've been burned. I don't feel the softness of my husband's short, cropped, coily waist. I peer down as the orgasm is coaxed from my body by this pussy-eating magician. Although a beautiful sight to behold, it's not my husband, but one of the sexiest fantasies right out of anyone's wildest dreams. I eagerly run my fingers through the silky strands of dark brown wavy hair of none other than Rabia Sala, my boss. My arousal coats her plump, luscious, rose-colored lips as she licks, nips, and sucks on my pussy lips, meeting my gaze with her sultry, greenish-gray eyes. I shatter into a million pieces, screaming out my relief, loud enough to wake the entire neighborhood. Rabia gives me a sly smile, running her tongue lightly across my inner thighs, lapping up the remnants of my desire. I hear a loud laugh that sounds like Everett's deep, boisterous voice. I look up but can't seem to spot him anywhere in the room. I shake my head, blinking once, twice, three times, trying to get my eyes to refocus on my surroundings. My eyes take their sweet time adjusting to the soft light of our dimly lit bedroom. My cheeks flush with embarrassment when I look over to Everett's side of the bed and witness him watching me. He's lying on his side, poised on an elbow with a smug smile on his handsome face. I snatch my hand away from between my thighs, rubbing my legs together nervously and feeling the sticky coating of cum dripping down on my bottom half from my sopping, wet pussy. No need to stop on my account, sweetheart. That must have been one hell of a dream. Amara, you came so hard in your sleep that I thought someone was attacking you. I love to watch your sweet ass come. Everett teases, bringing my right hand to his face, suckling the leftover cum off of my fingers. His eyes roll to the back of his head as he lets out a throaty groan of delight. I am mortified. I silently pray to the heavens above that I didn't scream out my boss's name during my earth-shattering orgasm. Everett's head dips, his tongue slipping between my panting lips, making my body come to life again. I had brushed him off earlier that night, not in the mood for sex, even though my work would be separating us for an entire week. Everett wrote it off as me being stressed over my promotion to the executive assistant of the CEO of the brewery company I've worked for since graduating college. It wasn't like me not to be the eager, doting wife willing to let my husband fuck me anywhere, anyway, and anyhow that pleased him. However, my guilt-riddled mind wouldn't allow me to push him away this time. I couldn't refuse him after coming so hard to a dream of my boss giving me the best head of a lifetime. It wasn't that I wasn't attracted to Everett. He was hot as fuck. My sexy husband was a complete and utter panty dropper, with his masculine square jaw, lean muscle-toned body, and smooth copper brown skin. It was just, I sometimes felt more attracted to women. Something I never breathed to a single soul in fear of sending my traditional Thai parents to an early grave if they ever found out my deepest, darkest secret. I had been married to Everett for 3 years, and they were just coming to terms with the fact that I married my black college sweetheart and not an Asian American man from a traditional Thai family. I tried to ground my mind to be able to better stay present during sex with my sweet husband. Yet, When I close my eyes and try to focus on my erotic breath work, plump lips, long, thick, wavy hair, and my boss's beautiful face floods my thoughts. Everett rolled one of my erect nipples between his finger as he palmed and sucked on my other breast, ripping my mind away from its wayward thoughts. He lazily ran his big palm down my body, humming to himself as he gathered my wetness to lubricate my clitoris and vagina. My skin felt hot and overly sensitive from my most recent orgasm as my husband readied my body for his dick. He spread my thighs wide, cradling himself between them, and anchored my feet to the center of his back. Everett let out a loud, throaty groan as he pushed himself into the slick, swollen folds of my hot, wet center. I stared into space over his shoulder as he moved inside of me, sucking on my neck and palming my breast as I mentally checked off the numerous tasks on my to-do list for my work trip. I mindlessly rocked my hips to match my husband's slow lovemaking, stifling a yawn as I felt his big body begin to tense. I voluntarily clenched my muscles around his dick in a kegel motion to not only make him come faster, but to emulate the convulsions of my pussy involuntarily contracting when I orgasmed. I let out a loud, throaty scream as I feel his slimy semen squirt inside of my channel. Yes, I'm guilty as charged. I fake an orgasm from time to time with Everett rather than tell him I'm not always interested in fucking with him. Because, if I'm honest, it can be a total bore sometimes. He rolls away from me, coated in a thin layer of sweat, panting to himself after sexual exertion. I roll on my side facing him, giving him a small smile, whispering, "I love you, baby. I'm going to miss you this week that I'm away." He kisses me softly before turning off the bedside lamp and plunging us into darkness. He wraps his body around mine, resting his chin on the top of my head, and his breathing becomes shallow as he falls back to sleep. I lay there, unable to fall back to sleep, fearful of the dreams my mind might conjure. A week in the presence of my gorgeous boss, 24/7, was going to make this a tough week. Especially after that hot fucking dream. Butterflies dance in my stomach as I contemplate whether it was worth me trying to weasel out of this work trip. Fuck! It was too late to excuse myself and maintain my pristine professional record. I palmed my face exasperated. How was I going to look her in the eyes without drenching my panties, becoming tongue-tied, and blushing scarlet red? This would be one hell of a week and a very, very long business trip for me. Thank God I had made it to the end of the alcohol distribution convention without making a complete ass out of myself in front of my boss, who just happens to also be the CEO of Sapphire Owl Works, the most popular female-led brewery in the nation. In fact, I had helped Rabia slay every networking event, presentation, and negotiation like a total bad bitch. We were quickly becoming one of the best female duo teams in this male-dominant industry, making me love every second of my new job role more than I'd ever imagined possible. Per usual, with any work convention, it was ending with a huge party in the ballroom of the hotel that hosted the event. I sucked on the cocktail straw of my third sour apple martini, swaying my hips to the Drake song booming through the speakers of the party. I felt tipsy, warm from the alcohol, but in an overall great mood. I was excited to leave Milwaukee and head back home to Madison because I truly missed Everett this week. Maybe I just needed a little distance to get horny for my husband. I hadn't had too many dreams about Rabia this week. I mean, it's definitely a mood killer, no matter how hot a person is, to have them yelling at you or breathing down your neck. Hostility can work wonders on killing your lady boner for your super sexy boss. Okay, so maybe her in her total boss bitch mode had me escaping to my room when I could to have a little TLC with my infamous rose toy. But hey, a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do, right? At least those euphoric escapes allowed me to keep my cool in her presence all week. Speak of the devil and she will appear. I almost choked to death when swallowing my cocktail to keep from spitting it all over the floor. Rabia Sala does not simply walk. A beautiful specimen like her glides into the party, attracting the attention of every man and woman in the room. Her beautiful dark hair is slicked back into a sleek bun, not a hair out of place. Who knew earlobes could be so sexy? The woman wore diamond encrusted yellow gold earring crawlers, showcasing the sex appeal of those ears. Rabia wore an expensive yellow gold cuff statement necklace around her slender, delicate neck. My mouth went dry. My nipples stiffened as every step she took in her gold Giuseppe Zanotti Darcy heels caused her large, beautiful breasts to jiggle. The body-hugging designer beige midi dress gripped her mouth-watering curves perfectly and made her olive skin glow. Like every other mortal in the presence of a goddess, I couldn't keep my eyes off of the breathtakingly gorgeous Rabia Sala. Rabia's greenish-gray eyes spot me from across the room, causing my skin to break out in goosebumps as her eyes collide. She gives me a small wave with a wink before heading my direction. I stand up straighter, trying to compose myself, but as Rabia nears, I can't even remember my own name. I am smitten by this Egyptian bombshell. Rabia's eyes are glazed over as if she's been drinking for a while and can barely keep focus. She stumbles a little on her heels, pulling my petite frame into her Amazonian stature, sending me to absolute heaven. I get a whiff of the expensive orange blossom and vanilla scent wafting from her body. I've never wanted to shove my tongue down someone's throat as much as I want to kiss Rabia's perfect glossy pout. My pussy gushes with arousal from being in such a close proximity to her. Wow. When the alcohol starts to freely flow, my boss gets very handsy. But I didn't mind the attention. I loved every second of it. Oh, look at you, Amara. You look absolutely beautiful, darling. Rabia leans down, whispering in my ear as her hand brushes and lingers on my lower back. Rabia stares deeply into my eyes, making me hold my breath as she gently strokes a piece of hair behind my ear. My pussy becomes extremely slick with arousal. The gentle caress causes my clitoris to throb in sexual one. I don't think I've ever been so sexually attracted to anyone like I am to Rabia Sala. We spend the next hour tossing back shots, talking about life, and getting drunk off our asses. Rabia definitely knows how to party when she lets her hair down at these convention events. I can't help but fangirl over her as she keeps me tucked at her side for the rest of the night while she schmoozes with the big wigs and important people in the alcohol and spirits industry. As the party begins to wind down, Rabia places her hand a few inches too low on my lower back, sending hot ribbons of desire zinging up my spine as she lightly draws circles with her nails, leaving me feeling exposed. At first, I thought my mind was playing tricks on me. Maybe I'd mistaken her kindness and friendliness as flirtation. But as she continues to touch me, maybe it wasn't wishful thinking after all. I cover my mouth to stifle a yawn as the fatigue finally kicks in from my busy work week. Noticing me begin to tire, Rabia directs us towards the exit as she says her final goodbyes to various associates who continue to party the night away. Once in the elevator, she stands so close to me, our bodies practically touch. Rabia leans into me, our lips a whisper apart, her big greenish-gray eyes darting between my whiskey brown gaze and my bright red lips. She abruptly straightens when the elevator slows to a stop, dings, and the heavy doors swish open. Upon exiting, Rabia swirls around commanding, "Follow me to my room. I just remembered. I need to discuss an important business matter with you that can't wait until Monday. Also, there's no sense in going to the office tomorrow when we can just discuss it now." She doesn't wait for my response, nor does she watch to see if I follow her. Both our heels click on the marble floors of the 5-star hotel as we walk towards her penthouse hotel suite. I anxiously hold my breath, my heart practically beating out of my chest as she slides the key card into her hotel door, unlocking it. We enter the grander living space of her hotel suite. The hotel room door shuts behind me as a thousand thoughts of hopes and wishes swirl around my mind in its drunken haze. I've been in hotel rooms before with my boss, but it never felt like this moment. The room is sizzling with sexual tension, causing my pussy to clench and drench. My chest begins to lightly heave as I wait in anticipation for her to explain to me what business matters were so important that they couldn't wait. Rabia turns to face me, allowing me to fully soak in the magnitude of her flawless genetics. She's drop-dead gorgeous. My mouth goes dry from her beauty, making it easy for her to entangle me in her web of seduction. Rabia beckons me to the bar. I follow her lead, feeling socially inept while she pours us both another drink. She pushes my long hair behind my shoulder, questioning, "Your skin is so rosy and flush, baby doll. Are you warm from the liquor or something else?" She grazes her fingers over my cheek, causing my breath to audibly catch in my throat. Rabia gives me the sexiest, seductive smirk as her flirty actions knock my world off its axis. I'm unsure. I squeak. My skin breaks out in goosebumps as she steps closer, stroking the tops of my breasts with her index finger. In a ghost of a whisper, her hand is gone, as if I'd only imagined she'd caress my body in such a sexually suggestive manner. "I brought you here because I wanted to remind you that you signed an NDA." Rabia starts, and I nod my head in confusion as she continues. "So, whatever happens in this room doesn't leave it, baby doll. Do you understand?" I nod my head, even more confused about what legal jargon or financial analyst update she'd be giving me that my drunken state wouldn't be able to comprehend at this moment, let alone remember come normal work hours. Fuck, if only they made cocktail dresses with pockets. I should have known I'd always needed something with me to take notes. Rabia takes me by surprise when the next series of not-so-work environment-friendly propositions fall from her sexy pout. "Do you want me to kiss you? Will you let me taste that pussy of yours and more?" I don't respond. Consequences be damned. I wasn't going to miss this opportunity to bring my many sexual fantasies to life, which always casted her as the leading lady. I closed the short distance between us, grabbing her face between my hands and slamming my lips to hers in the most brazenly passionate kiss of my life. Unlike a man, I taste the sweetness of her gloss. It's so much better than any kiss I've ever shared with the opposite sex. It's sweeter and softer than any kiss I've ever experienced. Rabia Sala is a damn good kisser, on top of being an unapologetically bad bitch in the business realm. Her soft, full lips feel better than any kiss with her I've tried to imagine, which has clouded my thoughts these past months. Her tongue licks into my mouth, deepening the kiss, making me feel weak in the knees. As our tongues tango, our hands explore every inch of each other's delicate skin and soft curves. I hear my zipper lower, feeling the halves of my dress fall off my shoulders and to my elbows. Rabia breaks our kiss, spinning me around to face away from her. She runs her hot, wet tongue around the edge of my ear, down my jawline into my neck. She begins sucking and kissing my neck as she palms my nipples, massaging my breast in a circular motion. I let out a low, throaty moan because the sensation makes my desired coat the small lace panties. Rabia pulls the dress slowly down my body, undressing me and admiring my body until I'm standing in nothing but my sky-high heels. Rabia takes my small hand in hers, escorting me to the bedroom of the suite. The only light in the room is the moonlight that casts through the floor-to-ceiling windows of the master suite. Rabia gently pushes me back on the feather-soft king-size mattress. Hold your legs back by the ankles. Spread those pussy lips wide for me, baby, Rabia instructs as I place my legs up in the air and bending them back in the happy baby yoga pose. My knees practically sit at my ears, causing me slight discomfort as Rabia slowly gets undressed. Rabia straddles herself over my face, gently sitting her pussy astride my mouth. Oh shit. Oh shit. This was really happening. Fuck! I've never licked a kitty cat before, and I don't want to ruin this moment. I calm my mind, purring as I experimentally lick her tangy sweetness from the tip of her mound to her perineum. She lets out a sexy little moan, grinding ever so slightly on my mouth, chasing the direction of my tongue. Rabia toys with my nipples, causing them to become so hard and so erect. Skillfully, like in many of my fantasies, she grazes my nipples with her nails, sending a shiver of sexual electricity over my body. She kneads the peaks between her thumb and index finger until they're overly sensitive. She caresses my pussy gently, stroking between my outer pussy lips and my mouth before diving in between my soaking, wet folds, causing me to squirm as she expertly goes to town on eating my pussy. Rabia grinds on my face as I suck her clitoris as she explores my pussy with her tongue and lips. I feel Rabia's body begin to convulse and the vibrations from her moans against my swollen, sensitive clit send me over the edge as she swirls her tongue around my clitoris while sliding two fingers in and out of my hot, sweat channel. I come hard as fuck around her tongue, convulsing and screaming my climax against her pussy as she continues to sit on my face. Oh, that felt so damn good. Give me a second while I go grab something I think we'll both enjoy, Rabia gleefully states, tugging at my nipples before dismounting off my face and heading towards the closet. I drop my legs that now feel like jello, kicking off my heels and scooting back to the middle of the giant bed. My head is still swimming from the earth-shattering orgasm she gave me with the flick of her tongue and, of course, from the alcohol. Shit! I exclaim, rubbing my eyes and allowing them to adjust to the light of the room. Upon Rabia's return, she turned on the lights. I feel my stomach do cartwheels with anticipation as my empty core clenches at what Rabia is holding in her hands. She has returned with a bottle of lube, what looks like a double-ended dildo, and a Hitachi wand. This is going to be so much fun. Trust me. I will take the lead, Rabia assures me. She hops onto the bed next to me, causing her big, beautiful, juicy tits to jiggle, making my pussy become wetter. She places the toys beside us on the bed, leaning in to kiss me, which helps calm my nerves. She pulls away from me, grabbing the double-ended dildo and lubing the toys so it'll glide into us with ease. Rabia pushes me on my back, spreading my pussy lips wide, tonguing my hot, wet center with a few French kisses before inserting the toy into my pussy. She spreads her pussy lips wide, inserting it into her glistening wet pussy, and uses a remote control to amp the vibrations. She anchors it between us with her hand and I follow her lead. I move back and forth, the vibrating dildo tethering us together in a dance as old as time, but with a sensual girl-on-girl twist to it. I allow Rabia to set the rhythm as it deliciously massages the walls of my slick pussy. Watching Rabia Sala gasping in pleasure while she toys with her nipples is a beautiful sight. Rabia lets go of the double-ended dildo to turn on the Hitachi wand. She cranks it up, rubbing it against my clitoris as I fuck the dildo hard, causing the headboard to bang against the wall. My legs begin to shake from the stimulation of the vibrating dildo on my G-spot and the Hitachi wand on my clit. My legs twitch so much, I feel like I might jackknife off the bed from pleasure. I see stars coming so loud that my moans of pleasure ricochet off every wall of the hotel suite. I watch in delight and awe as Rabia throws back her head, screaming out her orgasm, climaxing just as hard as me. Rabia disentangles us both from the vibrating dildo, hopping off the bed to go clean the items in the bathroom. I begin to head towards the living room and grab my clothes to get back to my room, but I'm halted by Rabia's hand on my shoulder. Where do you think you're going, Amara? I'm a cuddler, baby doll, Rabia says, stroking my cheek and leading me back to the bed. She tosses back the covers, and we both crawl underneath the warm cocoon of the bedding. Rabia scoots in behind me, kissing my hair and taking on the big spoon position. I feel Rabia drift off to sleep behind me, but the realization hits me before I close my eyes. Fuck, Everett, I absolutely loved every second of Rabia fucking me into the sweetest oblivion. Also, I crossed my heart, hoping it wasn't just a one-time hookup. But it dawned on me. I am a married woman, and I've just entered the territories of cheating on my husband. I lay there in bed, sobering up from the tough decisions I'd have to make about the situation. As my eyes become heavy and my mind tired, I settle on the fact that whatever didn't know wouldn't hurt him. Right? Hey, babe. I just wanted to call to let you know that I'd be working late again tonight. I lied through my teeth to Everett. It had been about 3 weeks since my work trip. 3 weeks of letting Rabia fuck my brains out in the office, at her house, in her car, at bars. If you name a place and location in Madison, Wisconsin, chances are we fucked there. My boss and I were having a full-fledged affair, and the sex got better and better each time. We couldn't keep our hands off each other. I had only slept with my high school boyfriend on prom night before having sex with Everett, and I never had sex with any women. Who knew fucking a woman would become my favorite drug? Rabia Sala was my addiction. She had become a very bad habit that was hard to break. I was eager to get off the phone with my husband so I could get my next hit like a crackhead. Damn. Wow. It must be some project. Well, I won't wait around for you. I'll just grab food on my way home from work. Please let me know once you leave the office. I love you, Everett responds, ignorant to the truth. I feel a sharp pain in my chest from the worry that I hear in my husband's voice. Earlier this week, he had expressed his concern of me working too hard in my new role. Little did he know that I wasn't working too hard, just getting my back blown out by my new boss. I love you too, I respond, feeling like a fraud. My guilt slowly gnawing away at my conscience. Blood roared in my ears whenever I lied to Everett, similar to the beating of the heart in my Edgar Allan Poe's poem. I just hope I wouldn't get so eaten up by guilt like that man and end up with the same ill fate. Amara, get your ass in my office now, Rabia beckons me. It was well past work hours, and Rabia was rolling the security footage to ensure that we wouldn't get caught during our late night rendezvous. Looks like everything is all clear, and we are the only people left on the floor, Rabia states, turning to smile at me. I lift my skirt around my waist, revealing my nakedness beneath it, teasing. No panties, just like the boss ordered. Also, the vibrating G-spot toy is still in like you demanded, even after you tortured me with it from your phone in the last meeting of the day. Real professional, boss. A huge pearly white smile breaks across Rabia's face, taking my breath away. I sit on the edge of Rabia's desk, spreading my thighs wide with my heels propped up on her desk just like she enjoys. I smile as I witness lust flicker in her eyes as she wipes her fingers through my glistening, wet pussy and sucks my arousal into her mouth. So sweet, baby. Your pussy is dripping wet and it's all for me. Rabia praises me, taking a step closer. I taste my arousal on her lips as she kisses me deeply, trapping my head to hers, nipping at my bottom lip, causing me to groan. Rabia kisses her way down my chin while unbuttoning my blouse. She rips my blouse down my shoulders and pulls down the cups of my bra to thrust my breasts up to her. She looks down between my small breasts, circling her tongue over the tops while palming them before sucking my nipples into her mouth until they're so hard and so erect. I beg her for more pleasure, more affection, more everything as my pussy tightens in sexual need around the Bluetooth G-spot vibrator. Rabia licks her way up my nipples to my neck, switching through the vibration variations with the app on her phone as she slowly nibbles my neck and shoulders. She thrusts her tongue down my throat, kissing me roughly as she tortures my nipples. She tugs, flicks, slaps, and harshly caresses my nipples to the beat of the G-spot vibrator. The pleasure is so surreal, coupled with the sensations coursing through my body from the sex toy. I don't know how I manage it, but I break the kiss to bite down on my lip to muffle my screams of ecstasy. I throw back my head to silently groan in pleasure, careful not to scream down the office walls. Rabia bites and sucks on the tops of my breasts, kneading my overly sensitive, stiffened, elongated nipples until I'm squirming so hard that I almost topple off the desk. Rabia turns up the vibrations of the sex toy to its fastest speed and strongest vibration level. I grab the edge of her desk so hard my knuckles turn white as I pant. "Please, Miss Sala, let me come. I'm dying. I can't take it any longer. Please let me come, boss. Please." I feel my pussy juices dripping all over Rabia's desk. It becomes like a slip and slide the way my needy pussy is soaking, throbbing, and clenching in need of a sexual release. "Well, you did ask nicely, so I'll give you just what you need," Rabia taunts. Rabia works me over with her fingers, stroking up and down and in a circular motion on my clitoris. She pushes my small breasts together, providing her easier access to suck both nipples until they're puffy and pleasurably sore. When I can't take any more of her nipple torture, Rabia licks her way down my torso, causing me to moan as she swirls her tongue in my belly button. Then she peppers kisses on my lower stomach before licking my mound and nibbling my hips. I feel my orgasm begin to build, and I shout her name as I come hard. But Rabia isn't finished just yet. She works me into another orgasm by changing the vibration of the wireless vibrator to a pulsating sensation and sucking on my clitoris until I feel lightheaded. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! I think I'm going to piss myself! I screech out as clear liquid squirts from my pussy. It covers the desk and a little of my fluid shoot onto her blouse. Wow, just like my dream, Rabia is a fucking pussy magician. I didn't even know I could squirt. Rabia lets out a sexy little chuckle, stopping the vibrations and pulling out the toy. Rabia kneels before me, burying her head between my thighs to lick up my climax while alternating between teasing my nipples and playing with my clitoris. Oh, fuck. My skin feels stretched too tight and every ounce of my body feels like it's on fire and overly sensitive. I go to push Rabia away from me and tell her I tap out, but before I can, we both freeze. Thinking that we heard footsteps at the door near my desk before entering into her C-suite office. Rabia stands up, wiping her mouth, and goes to peek outside of her office door. I quickly stand up, making myself presentable by buttoning my blouse and smoothing out my skirt. It was nothing, and no one. It might have been just the building settling or something. Rabia shrugs, but I shake my head. I give her a kiss goodbye and rush out of her office feeling unsettled. I don't think I was just hearing things. I always trust my intuition, and I feel like we may have been caught in the throes of passion. My heart sinks because I have no earthly idea what I'll do if someone finds out about me and Rabia's affair. I decided to put some distance between Rabia and me. Especially if someone from the office may have witnessed something they shouldn't have the last night we fucked in her office. It felt good to be home, whatever it. Rabia may be the better screw, but my husband was way better company. Plus, I love and missed him. Also, selfishly, I had decided to begin spending more time with him so he wouldn't get suspicious about my comings and goings. It also eased my guilty conscience. The more time I spent with Everett and the less time I spent with Rabia, I felt less guilty and less like I was jeopardizing my marriage. And what the fuck was I thinking to have an affair with my boss of all people? I pushed my spaghetti bolognese around my plate deep in thought. If I were honest with myself, I'd already been thinking about ending things with Rabia anyways. It didn't seem like such a bad idea either as I began spending less time outside of work with her. My husband is an amazing man that didn't deserve anything less than a partner that was dedicated to this marriage 100%. I needed to be able to look at myself in the mirror, and I couldn't while living this double life of deception. Is everything okay? These past few weeks you haven't been acting like yourself. Everett asks, concerned, grabbing my hand and furrowing his brows together. Damn. I guess I'd been doing a shit job hiding my concern about everything happening with me and Rabia. Or being with Everett for the past 5 years had made the man adapt to all my tells of when something wasn't quite right. I shrugged my shoulders, giving a nonchalant response. Oh, you know, just work stuff. Everett catches my attention when he gives a derisive snort. Oh, really? Like what? Letting your boss eat your pussy on top of her desk? I mean, if that's what you call working late on a big project, then please, Amara, count me in. Everett replies with a roll of his eyes. I go as still as a statue, my whole body tensing up and freezing as a shock response. How could he know? Shit, did a coworker we mutually know somehow see me with Rabia in a compromising position? It is a small world. I don't understand, I say quietly, shoveling pasta into my mouth to try to gather my thoughts. Yeah, I didn't either. So, let me paint you a picture. I was concerned my wife wasn't eating properly, working all these late hours. Stupid me, right? I go to grab her favorite Chinese food and think, you know, instead of leaving it for her when she gets home, I'll surprise her for dinner. Well, security lets me upstairs and I saw the sexiest scene of my life. Two beautiful women fucking the shit out of each other. It's like I stumbled into like a 90s porno. I was disappointed, shocked, and couldn't believe my eyes. I needed time to process what I thought I saw. So I left. I told the security I didn't see my wife and gave him my wife's dinner as a thank you for letting me into the building after hours, and I left, Everett explained. I take a large sip of Merlot before meeting his gaze, but when I peer across the table at my handsome husband, his eyes are normal. He isn't unemotional or furious. He's his usual chill and collected self. You'd think he was rehashing a story of one of the many times that I forgot to pick something up from the grocery store. Everett, baby, I started, but he holds up his hand to cut me off. I sit back, not knowing how to navigate this foreign territory. I would grovel if needed. I didn't want our relationship to end. Now more than ever, in one of the most uncomfortable moments of my life, I was realizing how much my husband and our marriage meant to me. She's a gorgeous woman, Amara. Plus, I knew recently that something was off in our sex life, but I didn't know how to approach the subject. So, I'm not surprised it's someone else. I'm a little shocked it's your boss, but I just have one crazy question for you that's been eating away at me since that night, Everett asks us inquisitively, taking a sip of his wine. Ask me anything, I respond. I feel bile rise in my throat and my heart threatens to beat out of my chest. I take a few deep breaths, preparing myself for the worst. You think she'd be game for a threesome? I wasn't lying to you when I said I wanted in. My suggestion would be to invite her to dinner and maybe we can fill her out on the topic. I mean, that way you can have your cake and eat it too. But also, I'd be getting something out of having a lying, cheating wife. You understand, don't you? Everett slyly questions, venom seeping into his words. I'm stunned into silence. I'm speechless as I stare across the dinner table at my husband, taking in his request. Well, I'll be damned. That took a wild, wild turn. How would you respond to this request if you were Amara? Let me know by sliding in my DMs on Instagram. If you can't wait until next week for part 2, then join the Patreon community for early access. Ta-ta for now, sexies. Oh, so hot and sexy bedtime stories from Lala's Bedtime. Thanks for tuning in to this week's erotic tale. For more erotic stories, sex tips, love advice, and sexual education, check out lalasbedtimetales.com and add me on Instagram for more erotic and sensual content at Lala's Bedtime Tales. Please comment and share your fave sexy bedtime stories with erotica enthusiasts like you and me. Ta-ta until next time, sexies.